News on Missouri Net. I'm Bill Wise. The state health director says Missouri ranks 16th in the nation for COVID-19 cases per 100,000 people. State Department of Health and Senior Services Director Dr. Randall Williams told Capitol reporters that Missouri was 14th last week.
We are 14th in the United States for new cases per 100,000. That's 14th out of 50 states. And we are 18th for our positivity rate over the last 7 days.
Dr. Williams says Missouri's COVID cases have increased by about 1,100 per day, lower than the national average of 1,600 per day. He continues to emphasize the importance of the box-in strategy for the state's long-term care facilities. 115,000 tests have been conducted in Missouri long-term care facilities using that strategy. The senior Republican in Missouri's congressional delegation is optimistic that a compromise can be reached in Washington on a stalled stimulus package. Tarkio Congressman Sam Graves told our Trenton affiliate KTTN that there are three main issues holding up the package. He emphasizes that negotiations take time.
And we're coming down to the price tag, the liability protections for schools and hospitals and businesses, and it's coming down to the extension of unemployment benefits. So those are kind of the three issues.
Graves represents 36 northern Missouri counties. His district includes St. Joseph, Chillicothe, and also Kirksville. A group of Missouri researchers has discovered a massive part of an extinct dinosaur.
Undergraduate researchers from Westminster College in central Missouri's Fulton have excavated and brought home a 7-foot-long triceratops skull from the Badlands of South Dakota. A rancher was repairing a fence when he noticed an old piece of bone poking out of the ground. The group was on an annual fossil expedition with a Westminster geology professor when they made the rare discovery. The skull, which weighs in at about 3,000 pounds, is resting in a secure location until funds can be raised to restore it. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
The Missouri Legislature's Joint Committee on Education plans to send the governor a letter requesting temporary removal of school districts serving as the MOCAP gatekeeper. During a hearing yesterday, St. Louis area attorney Josh Schindler says districts should not be the ones to decide if kids can enroll in MOCAP, the Missouri Course Access and Virtual School Program. Schindler represents several Missouri parents who have had problems enrolling their kids in MOCAP for the fall.
Only one word for what the school districts are doing. It's disgusting. And someone needs to act now, because we're going to have kids who are not going to go to school and risk their families' lives.
Mike Harris with the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education says the agency has already contacted some districts to make sure they're not delaying such requests. And nobody matched all the numbers in last night's Powerball drawing. Up for grabs Saturday night, an estimated $29 million. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.